Come join the Duvalls, Jason and Carrie, as they give you a glimpse into what it's like having a collector as your spouse. Might she have been finally bitten by the collecting bug? Will he be sleeping on the couch this week? Toy World Order presents Married to the Collection. Brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Married to the Collection right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. My name is Jason Duvall. Welcome my lovely wife, Carrie Duvall.
Hello.
She's waiting for her cue, and then she just stared at me for a second like, oh yeah. We haven't done this in a long time, and for those of you tuning in expecting this week's David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, unfortunately there is no David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles this week. Even though we promised Pixel Dan would be on the show with Dave and I, Dave is sick, and unfortunately Danny is currently in the process of trying to sell his home, and they had a last minute thing come up, so he could not make it. So instead you get Carrie and I for the first time in almost a year. It's been a long time since Carrie and I have sat down to record one of these shows, and I'm not sure why. Carrie's phone just went meh. I'm not sure why we stepped away for a while. I know it was nearing, it was summertime, and I think we got busy and we weren't able to get out a lot. This year's been a little stressful so far.
We'll touch on the pet thing just real quick, yeah. And then we'll get to like the toys and
yes.
stuff. But our dog Dash, he'll be 13 in December.
Yes.
In January of this year, we were cleaning out our bedroom closet, and he was in the room with us sleeping in his little dog bed. We finished cleaning out the closet, and we ended up with a couple bags of like clothes to donate. And Jason suggested that we go ahead and take the clothes to Goodwill and drop them off, because if we didn't, they'd just sit in our garage for months and months.
Yes.
As it's happened before.
Yes.
So you suggested that we take the dog with us because he hadn't been for his afternoon walk yet, and the plan was to swing by Goodwill and then swing by the park.
Correct.
And we asked the dog if he wanted to go for an RIDE. Yes, I have to spell it because he's sitting here next to me.
Yes.
He got real excited, was giving us kisses because he loves going for rides. We get out to the truck, and about a mile from the house, he just started freaking out. He was jumping from my lap to Jason's lap and back to forth. And
yeah.
He was crying. We didn't know what was going on with him. He has never done that before. So we thought, well, maybe he just needs to go potty.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the park first. And the park is very close to our house. So we just took a turn and went and headed to the park instead of Goodwill. And got out and set him down on the ground, and he would not move.
No.
I didn't know if maybe he had, from the porch to the truck, if he had like pulled a muscle somewhere or something. We didn't know what was wrong with him. So I got down on the ground, started feeling his back and his legs, hoping that maybe he would kind of cry out and let me know where it was hurting. None of that. He was just crying under his breath. So we picked him up, put him back in the truck, and decided to just come home and forego the whole Goodwill thing.
Yep.
Came home, put him down in the house. Where we set him, he just plopped down, and he was having a very hard time breathing.
Yes. It was very labored.
Very labored breathing, still crying under his breath. At this point, we're like, something is terribly wrong.
Yes.
So we picked him up, get back in the truck. This was on a Sunday, so we had to go to the emergency clinic. And, you know, I'm driving pretty fast on the way there, kind of weaving in and out of traffic, but I'm, you know, in a safe way. And about halfway there, the dog starts, I didn't know if he was coughing, trying to puke, hacking, what he was doing, but he was making very, like, you know,
yeah,
sounds or whatever. And at this point, Jason says to me, you need to start running the red lights. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I turned the hazards on. When we got to a red light, you know, I would stop, make sure that nobody was coming, of course, and then just go through the light. So we get to the emergency clinic. He jumps out with the dog.
Almost falls.
Runs inside. And then I go park. And then when I went in, that's when I saw why he was telling me to run the red lights, because the dog was bleeding from his mouth.
Yes.
And let's just say the next several hours were torture. I mean, they were just the scariest thing ever. He was having all kinds of trouble. They had to put him on oxygen.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was wrong with him. Asking us all these questions, like, did he choke on something? Did he?
Yeah.
At one point, they asked us if it was possible that he could have gotten electrocuted. We were like, no, he was in the room with us all day today, and he was fine. Like, he was literally was perfectly fine, and then all of a sudden, he wasn't. So, long story, I already made it long, but he was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. He's on several different heart medications. He's doing pretty good. It's been 6 months, and
he's had some ups and downs.
He has good and bad days. Yeah. He gets tired a lot quicker than he used to.
Yeah.
Not a lot of energy. Some days he just doesn't feel like eating. But for the most part, he's doing pretty good.
He's still a happy, perky little puppy.
We had a little bit of a scare about a month after the heart incident, where he just refused to eat for like 12 days.
Yeah,
it was very scary.
Yeah.
Come to find out, the heart medication that he was on
a diuretic, water pill.
The water pill that he was on, which he has to have in order to live, was messing up with his kidneys.
And the problem was is they had fed him so much of that to clear out the amount of fluid that was on his lungs and heart in order for him to breathe on his own, that in the short span of that, as well as at the time after that, he was getting the water pill twice a day, and it was a very high dosage. And both of those combined really jacked his kidneys up really bad.
So his kidney levels were very high. So then we ended up having to give him fluids.
Intravenously.
Yes, subcutaneously, I think is the word that's on the thing. Literally, we had to put a needle in his back.
Yes.
That was attached to an IV bag full of medication.
It was basically sodium chloride. It's okay. They're fluids.
It's okay.
There was nothing.
Well, it wasn't just tap water.
Right.
Okay. So we had to do that like every other day for a couple weeks, and then it was like twice a week, and then that was the worst because it hurt. It hurt.
Yeah, it was a big needle.
I mean, the needle we had to put in his neck. And then it took about 5 or 6 minutes for the amount of fluid to get in him that we were supposed to give him.
Yep.
And then he would have like a big hunchback for like an hour while it was like soaking in. But eventually his kidneys levels leveled out.
They did. They're still
a little higher than they'd like,
but he's eating and drinking on his own. He's not showing any adverse signs of any type of kidney failure or anything like that. So he's doing wonderfully. It's just the start of this year was really, really rough. Money-wise.
Oh, my God.
Because of him. Not that we're complaining. We would have done anything for him. And I think we told the emergency clinic, they were like, this is not going to be cheap. And I think we were like, just do whatever
it
takes.
Well, they came at us with a clipboard, and they're like, here's an estimate. And we didn't even look at it. We just signed it. I'm like, just do what you have to do. I mean, at one point, I went out like to the truck to sit, because I just was like a mess.
Yeah.
And you asked them, like, straight up, like...
Once you were gone, I asked them, I said, is he going to die?
Like, do we need to do all this? Because if it's not going to help him, then, you know. And they didn't know.
Yeah, it was the hardest part. And we had to leave him there overnight at the emergency clinic and come home because he had to sleep in an oxygen-rich environment. And they had to put him in a cage, which was basically an oxygen tank, overnight. For anyone who's had medical problems or been to the hospital and they've had to give you oxygen and then you've seen the bill, it is not cheap. And even for dogs, it is not cheap. So he was in that for almost 24 hours combined between there, and we had to take him to a local vet, not our regular vet, but a vet just around the corner from the emergency clinic, because he still was having a little trouble breathing on his own, and we didn't want to risk going all the way across town with him. So we took him to another clinic, and they put him back in the oxygen tank.
All day. He was there all day until we picked him up when they were getting ready to close for the day at like 6.
Yes.
And, I mean, she, you know, was like, it's going to be touch and go for a while. Like, you guys just going to have to keep... Thank God I work from home.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would have done if I didn't.
I don't know.
And we're still, even, it's been 6 months, I think we've maybe left him home alone.
For at most, maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, like, if we're going to be gone during the day and we can't take him with us, which we'll get to that later, we've been taking him with us everywhere. We have some very sweet neighbors down the street who have a female Shih Tzu who acts just like our dog. Like,
yes.
So quiet, and
chill.
She's 14,
yeah.
So she's very, like, don't jump on me, I don't want to play. Yeah. And they just lay by each other and sleep. They will usually watch them at their house. But yeah, even now we're still like, we'll have our neighbors next door come over and check on him if we're going to be gone, even for like a couple hours, just because we're so scared that just as how quick it happened.
Yeah, it was very quick. He'd never shown any, because usually a dog like that will show signs of congestive heart failure. They'll start coughing a lot. They'll kind of have trouble. Well, they'll have really labored breathing, but his was. And our regular vet is still to this day so shocked that he never showed any signs, and it just all at once just slammed him. And she thinks that his little body, he was just overcompensating for the issue, and his body just finally gave up.
Yeah.
And that's why we never saw any issues, any, you know, he never had any coughing fits or anything. It was just, he was fine, and then
fine,
he wasn't.
He wasn't. And it was scary. But yeah, with the several thousand dollars.
Yes.
Between like January and March, because
on top of that, right before Christmas, we had to get a new washing machine. So there's
$1,000. Yeah, so it's well, that's life.
It happens.
So I mean, a lot of people would think, why would you spend that much money on your dog? But the problem is that even though he was in like really bad shape and we didn't know if he was going to make it, like, we weren't going to just be like, 5 minutes after we get there, be like, well, just put him to sleep. Like,
we would
at least try.
Yeah, we want to try
to. If they hadn't been able to get him stable and they were like, he's real bad, like this, he's just in a lot of pain now.
Yeah.
Of course we would have made
that
decision.
We wanted to at least try
to figure out what was wrong with him and go from there. So, yeah, he's doing really well. So that's the dog update.
Yep, that's the dog update. That has been our life since January. Way to start the new year.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of the dog, you know, we were like, okay, so we like to take him with us to garage sales and flea markets and stuff in the spring and summer. And probably about March, we started thinking about, okay, well, how are we going to do that this year? Because he gets so tired now.
Yeah,
he can't walk.
And he's heavy. He's like 17 pounds.
Yeah,
so
he's just heavy enough to where you don't want to carry him around for 2 hours. So we're like, what are we going to do? Like, we can't ask our neighbors to watch him every time we want to go to a flea market or something. So we went online and purchased a pet stroller, which he loves.
Yeah.
We've used it probably 4 times.
Yeah, he gets
in
it.
4 or 5 times.
He sits in it and just watches everybody and just sits there.
He loves
so
it.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we get some weird looks, and everybody wants to ask about it, and we have to tell him the story that he's old and he gets tired, and we don't want to leave him at home because we're scared, and he likes to go with us and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's been quite an adventure.
Well, yeah. So we didn't really get out and start doing anything until about a month ago, really.
Yeah, it'd been. I mean, we
from January to about.
We had made an agreement with one another that we would try to be very good about going out and spending money on like auctions and estate sales and stuff, especially, you know, after this happened, because we're like, you know,
Well, I was like, I think it was probably about February, I said we need to try to go at least 3 or 4 months and not go to anything.
And we didn't go to
And part of that was because in the early part of him being sick, we didn't leave him home at all.
No, not at all.
Alone.
No.
Like, it wasn't till like...
One of us would go to the store and one of us would stay home. And
yeah, it wasn't until probably, a month and a half ago that we were like, okay. And when we went to see Beauty and the Beast, we took him down the street and had them watch him.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to a movie. Can you watch our dog? Thanks, bye.
Yeah. Because we want to, I mean, yes, we want to take care of him, obviously, and keep an eye on him. But at the same time, we want to, like, still have a life. Like,
yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, the movies does not allow you to bring your dog with you.
No, unfortunately. Not that he'd do anything. He'd be real quiet.
I know. If we could just show them that, then... But, yeah, we found quite a few places that don't allow pets, and it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, it's a little sucky, but, you know. But we started going out about a month ago. And we started, I think we've hit a couple, like, we went to Goodwill and stuff like that before.
Yeah,
that,
like, just little stuff here and there,
but,
like.
We hadn't seen, and of course, even while all this was happening, we were still kind of looking at auctions and stuff just to see.
Well, you like to go online and just see what people are selling,
yeah,
and what they've got and stuff like
that. I like to see the upcoming auctions and see what's going on. And I didn't really, like, we didn't see anything. Every once in a while, I'd see a piece here, a piece there. Patty Doyle, the big local auctioneer, would have some stuff. And I might, you know, I'd drive down there and maybe see, you know, I'll go down there and see what it sells for and see if it goes for cheap. But I never really buying a whole lot. But a couple weeks ago now, we saw, before that, there was an auction near Peoria, Illinois, that was like, it was 1,000 plus lunch boxes. It was nuts. And I remember seeing the pictures, because my buddy Robert Dale Owen Jr. showed pictures of it that he got from the auctioneer. And I thought, holy crap, that's a shit ton of lunch boxes. Like, that's nuts. So I told Carrie, I was like, well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, so that was one of those instances where, like, well, one of us has to stay here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I went by myself, and Carrie stayed home with the animals. And, I drive, it was about an hour and 10 minutes. And I get there, and it's on a farm. So it's in the middle of friggin' nowhere. I get there, and as I'm pulling down the main road before it turns into the farm, I'm noticing as I turn that there's cars all the way back to the street. I'm like, huh, awesome. So I find the first parking spot I can find. Not knowing that I had to walk a mile and a half.
Yeah, you didn't know how far it was to go.
Yeah, I had to walk a mile and a half to the auction. So I missed the start of the auction.
Well, right, yeah.
Yeah. I get there. I get my number. I go. They're already selling lunch boxes. I'm watching them sell these lunch boxes, and I'm kind of looking at them as they're selling them.
Now, I forget, how are they doing it? Like, one at a time?
No, they'd hold it like four at a time.
Okay.
They were choice. And that's how they were selling all the lunch boxes. And I hate when they sell lunch boxes like that, because it's so
freaking
annoying.
Well, because there might be two crappy ones and two really good ones.
Yeah.
So the person next to you might want the crappy one.
Yeah.
And you want the good one, so you guys are... Yeah, I understand.
Sometimes choice is okay, not when there's 1,000-plus lunch boxes. If you're going to sell them like that, break them up into... Like, don't sell them choice.
No,
just
do
sell
like
them,
groups
just
of three.
Just do four or five at a time.
Yeah.
And if, you know, just dump through them, because you're going to make money. But people were bidding on lunch boxes like they had no common sense. Like, they had more money than they'd ever had since in their life.
Is that the most people you've ever seen at an auction before?
It was about 400 or 500 people.
That's crazy.
Not just for lunch boxes, but spread, because there were three rings going on all at once.
Oh my gosh.
So there was so much stuff. And it was a 2-day auction.
Oh.
The lunch boxes were just, they were selling for a ridiculous amount of money. As I walked up, I'm hearing like, I hear the start of, choice on these, where do we go? You know, and they start selling for like 80, 90, 100 bucks. And I'm like, holy crap, man. And I'm looking, I'm like, there's not really anything there worth that much. And it's just people are just bidding against one another. Prices are going up, and they're like, well, crap, I won. I guess I got to take, but they're taking multiples at a time. And then, the ones that people aren't buying get set aside, and then they'll clean up that section. So they go back to that lot, and they go, okay, let's clean it up. How about from here to here, And those would sell for like 50 bucks. And I'm just scratching my head going, why?
And didn't you say they were not in the best
shape?
As I
started to look, you could find some that were in okay shape. But then you start looking and you're seeing the remains of like mouse nests on top of the lunchbox.
Oh.
Like, they didn't clean the stuff up. And I'm thinking, and you're seeing rust and just some of them are just, you can't even tell what they are anymore because they're just so far gone. And it's like these have sat in a barn for 30 years and just sat there to the elements and nobody's touched them. I mean, they were for what shape they were in, they weren't worth the money.
Were they mostly metal, or were they plastic?
Mostly metal. There were plastic lunch boxes on the second cart down towards the end. And when I went down to look at those, they were so far gone that it wasn't even worth my time. I mean, I literally was at this. I mean, labels were peeled off.
Oh,
I mean, they were just
nice.
They were garbage. So I walked. I spent 5-6 minutes at the auction, and then turned around and walked another mile and a half back to the car and left. And call. I think I texted you, and I was like, well, that was a bust.
Yeah, you were like, well, I got my steps in already.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, I've walked 3 miles today already. It was a huge letdown for like the first big auction of the year. Like, I wasn't expecting to come away with everything. I wasn't expecting finding any great deals, but I thought, well, you know, if stuff goes like $5-$10, because you would give me carte blanche, you're like, just don't spend a ton of money. Like, don't
home with 100 lunchboxes, please. Just get like one or two if you want.
But. And it didn't pan out. And I think I stopped at JR's Mini Mall on the way back and hung out with those guys for a while and looked around and then just came home because I'm like, but on the way home, I made it worth my while because I'm like, well, screw it. I'm going to pass like two antique malls on the way home. I'm stopping. And I stopped, and I bought stuff, and I think I came home, and I was like, well, it wasn't all for naught.
I was like, really?
I was like, look, I found stuff, but not there. But, yeah, I found some fun stuff. I mean, I didn't spend a whole lot at the antique malls. I think I spent, like, $25.
I don't even remember what you came home with.
Little Mermaid Puzzle. The big, the painter.
Thomas Kincaid.
Yes, Thomas Kincaid.
We, still working on.
Yeah, it's a hard puzzle.
Yeah, we got the outside finished, and that was as far as we got. That's right. I remember that.
I came home with some other odds and ends, but it wasn't too fruitful, but it was like a game, a figure, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So it was not
the usual.
The huge. About 2 weeks ago, though, we went to an auction that was kind of in the same direction almost. It was in, what's the name of that town?
Say it, because you're going to say it wrong.
Chillicothe?
Chillicothe.
Chillicothe. I was close. I had letters missing, but I was close.
Yeah, the chili part right.
I had the chili part right. Online, they showed pictures of this lady's Mickey Mouse collection, and it was thousands of items. And I remember looking at that and then getting up from my seat and showing Carrie and her going, well, we have to go to that. Because usually when Carrie says, well, we have to go to that, it's like, well, we're probably going to go to that.
Well, the problem that we had been finding is that we would find like a decent auction or estate sale, but it was during the week.
Yeah, it's always like on a Monday or Tuesday.
Job now, I won't go into too many details, but I cannot get a day off to save my life.
Yeah, it's dumb.
So there's the ones during the week are not going to happen, and this was on a Saturday, so I was like, finally.
Yeah.
Like,
we can go to
a good
this.
One that we can go to.
Yeah. So we loaded the dog up, and it was an hour and a half drive, and we drove an hour and a half. And got there, and we got there just as they started the auction.
We missed maybe like the first four or five lots or so. Like,
yeah, and it wasn't, I don't think it was anything tremendous.
Well, all the Mickey Mouse stuff was in her garage.
Yes, and it was a one-car garage.
It was packed.
Yes.
And then all the people, and it was hard to like get to the stuff, because like we got there late, so weren't able to like actually look around.
Yeah.
So like while the auction's going on, I'm like, excuse me, like trying to get through so I can like actually look.
Yeah.
It was
a nightmare. It was not a good situation.
No, but because there were a lot of things they were selling individually, like lamps and like bigger items, but then like they had a bunch of like flats full of stuff.
Yes.
And so I wanted to like poke through those and see. And the problem we have with Disney stuff now is when the flats, most of the time we have like most of what's in there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes not. Sometimes we get lucky and we find a whole flat that we don't own anything.
Stuff we don't own.
But
yeah.
A lot of times, you know, get a whole flat and there's maybe only three items in there we don't have.
Right.
So I'm like, ugh, this is not going to be good for us because I don't want to pay a lot of money for three things.
Right.
But actually worked out pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in charge. Well, you bid.
I bid.
The first thing you bought was that ice cream.
It was from Tomy. It was Donald's Ice Cream Shop, and it was one of these things where you put batteries in it and you play music, and there's a speaker that activates the figures and they move it. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat. It has a little trouble working, but it does function, so you can actually see the characters move. Because I took it apart to try to fiddle with it and got it working pretty good, but that was cute. I think I paid
$20 for that. And then there was a flat of cups, the plastic cups that you bid on that we paid like $17 for.
Yes. And books.
And then there was
a little crate of
Disney books.
Yes.
And that I think we paid like $15 or so for.
Yeah, it's $15. Yeah, something like that.
And then everything else I bid on, and I only I did not pay more than $2.50.
Yeah, literally
for anything.
Yeah, it was nuts.
But I did that like 15 times.
Yes, she did. So it does start to add up. So we went in there with a $40 limit, and Carrie goes, I think it went over my limit. And I was like, yeah, I think so.
Well, you went over the limit with your 20, 50.
I did.
Yeah, but, yeah, I was like, well, shoot, no, even if there's only three things in that box that I want, still it's only $250.
$250, so right. Like, you're totally like, it's worth the money.
I wouldn't have paid like 10 bucks for it. But
no.
And then at one point, like, there was an older lady there. She bid on a couple things. But then she only wanted, like, one or two items out of the box.
Yeah.
And so she just handed me.
Yeah, she just hands you the rest of it.
So we got a bunch of those mouse ears.
Mouse ear hats, yeah, from the parks.
I didn't pay for that.
No.
She gave me those.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever, I'll take
You're
it.
You're like, okay, I'll take it, thanks, bye.
I'm like, sure, why not? So, there were some things that we wanted that we didn't get.
There were.
There was one other couple there. I mean, a lot of people were buying stuff, but
this
one
other couple bought the majority of it.
Yeah, they bought all the quote-unquote good stuff.
Yeah, and they were spending money.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They probably spent $400 or $500.
Yeah, they bought a lot of the good stuff. You know, and again, I like the cute little, like, you know, 50-cent figurines
yeah.
or whatever, you know. But they were buying, like, the really nice Christmas ornaments and stuff
yes.
like that. So, that's fine.
It was a fun auction, though. I mean, Carrie was... She was so sequestered inside this huddle of people watching the auctioneer that I'm standing outside the garage.
I felt bad for you.
With the dog in the, you know, in his stroller, just kind of standing there like.
You know, it was pretty much just me doing
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Because Carrie was, I was like, well, that was fun.
Well, I had to get in there so I could see, like, what they were. Because they'd say, okay, this flat, but they couldn't hold it up.
No.
So it'd be on the table, and I'm like, well, I got to see what it is. So I just kind of. Nosed my way in there and stood like right next to the ladies that were holding the stuff up, and yeah, so it was kind of fun because we haven't, you know, you buy it so quick,
yes,
and then you get it home and you like kind of forgot what was in there, and again, I was buying stuff for $2.50 just because nobody else wanted
right.
it, and I'm like, well, I'll
might
take
as well,
it.
Yeah, what the heck,
it. So, but so we get it home and, you know, we get it all in the living room and we go through and there was some really good stuff in there.
Yes.
I was very happy.
We made piles of stuff. We're like, we'll keep this stuff. We don't want any of this. So we'll sell this.
Yeah, there was a few things we're like, I don't really want that. And then there were a few things we're like, well, we already have that.
Yes.
So, yeah, we had like three piles going, but it was a good...
Yeah.
We had a good run there.
Yeah, boy, did we. And then, of course... Cut to fast forward a little bit to this weekend, which was Memorial Day weekend, and I'm downstairs on Saturday. I let Carrie sleep in because she, you know,
because that's what I do.
That's what she does. So I went downstairs and just started like I Carrie could attest to this. It looked like a war zone down there at one point.
Well, it didn't help that it already kind of looked like a war zone.
Yes,
but then add the totes and totes and boxes of stuff that we just came home with.
Yes,
which. We didn't have anywhere for it before the auction.
No.
So.
Not to mention there were still totes and totes and boxes of stuff we bought over the last couple of years that
we
just
haven't been able to. Yeah.
That we literally at one point were holding back to do collection expansion episodes. And for those of you wondering, like there's still several, I don't know, maybe 5-10 episodes to edit and release. But we haven't shot a new episode in a year.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
At least.
It's just too much going on.
It's just too much. Well, we had. So eventually, I just got to the point on Saturday where I was like, okay, well, we're never going to film this stuff. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Like, we just don't
Let's
have the time
true.
To do it.
No, you're right.
I'm going to either put it away or I'm going to sort it and figure out what all this stuff is. Eventually, I just ended up putting it all into totes that was behind the toy bar and kind of cleaning that area up some. So Monday, on Memorial Day, Carrie, we do some stuff, and Carrie's like, well, why don't we go downstairs and go through stuff? We have a garage sale coming up. We want to set up the flea market this year. Why don't we go downstairs? Why don't we start going through stuff? We'll make piles of stuff that we're going to sell. Let's go see if we can figure out what we're going to get rid of. It's okay. So we go down there, and she starts looking. She's like, well, let's go through this. So we went through the stuff that we just bought at the auction.
Yeah.
We kind of went through it a third time now, going, okay, well, do we really want this?
We kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, there were a lot of things where once we went through it again, I was like, do we really need 17 Mickey Mouse keychains?
Right.
You know, let's
yeah.
pick out one or two. Do we really need, like, I had bought a flat full of mugs.
Yes.
Okay.
Coffee mugs.
I don't need 10 coffee mugs.
No.
So I picked out, like, three of my favorites.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the theme, as we just kept there was a lot of the same, like, there was, like, five Antenna toppers, and, like, we don't need... Yeah.
We don't need all these antennas.
Let's just pick out one. Yeah. So we did that.
And all of this, all this is preference by the fact that we have essentially run out of room. There's nowhere to display anything else. I mean, it's come to that point now where we have... Our collection has grown so much that we don't have room for anything else. Whether it's your stuff or my stuff, there's just not room. And it becomes a juggling game of, like, okay, well, where do I put this stuff?
Yeah, and the problem is that I'm a firm believer in not just leaving it in a tote where no one
right.
can see it. So
right.
I'm kind of at the point where, like, okay, I had fun, I bought some stuff, and now I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if there's nowhere to put it, then I don't want to buy. Now, that won't stop you. That won't deter you from buying things, but I just, I don't want to buy it, and then it just sits in a
right.
box. Like, that's not fun for me.
So you went through the Disney stuff, and we kind of sorted it out into,
well,
and then
we
a couple
went through
files.
The totes of...
And then you were like, well, where's all the stuff from previous? I'm like, oh, it's all in totes over there. Because we had bought, like, in past auctions, we had a ton of Disney preschool toys that we don't, they're so big, we have so
yeah.
many of them, there's no
well,
room for them.
Well, it was kind of fun opening the totes, because, like, you said, it's stuff we've bought, like, over a couple of years, like, I forgot.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is neat, like,
yeah.
I totally forgot, you know. So, yeah, so we kind of, I don't know, probably out of, like, three totes, we probably narrowed it down to, like, one tote.
Yeah, I think there's one
keep.
Tote over there now instead of three that's full of stuff that we're going to keep.
Yeah.
And the rest of it all got moved into the garage sale piles.
Yep.
You know, that Saturday I was down there, I went through all the lunch boxes, because I had lunch boxes everywhere. I had lunch boxes in the laundry room. I had lunch boxes
yeah.
stacked in stacks downstairs.
Yeah.
So I cleaned off space on either side of the sink behind the toy bar where we had a bunch of games and a bunch of other stuff stacked up. So I put a lot of that stuff away and sorted through it and put sale piles for that stuff, because I'd done all that on Saturday. And then I started stacking up lunch boxes, and I had... three rows wide on one side, three rows high, all the way back across the counter. So it's probably, in a row, there's probably 10 lunch boxes, and you times that by that many,
yeah.
and it's a crap ton of lunch boxes.
When I was down there, I, like, pointed at them, and I'm like, did you pick out any of these you want to get rid of? Oh, there were a couple duplicates. I'm
yeah.
like, that's not what I asked.
Yeah, no.
Are there any of these that you can part with?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
Not the lunch boxes.
Okay, well, all righty.
The lunch boxes are fun. I think I've only ever bought lunchboxes that have appealed to me that I like. Like, I've never just bought any of the random lunchboxes we got in lots from, auctions from last year. I think we've already sold. Like,
yeah.
we've already just dumped them and been like,
right.
You know.
Right.
But we kept the stuff we wanted to keep, and that's what's down there now. But, yeah, I sorted through all that, and we had bought a bunch of thermoses at, like, Goodwill and the third Sunday that we went to in this month. Of just random, like, loose thermoses with lids that we bought. That I then took, and I had lunch boxes for those thermoses, so I, you know,
right.
made sets of stuff and had a couple duplicates here and there, got rid of them. We had ended up buying two. We had bought a Dino Riders thermos at Goodwill for like $2. And as I'm going through thermoses, there was another Dino Riders thermos of the same kind, but the one we bought at Goodwill was in better shape. And then I found the lunchbox that I didn't know I had, because I had, there's just so many lunchboxes.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh,
well,
there's a lunchbox. Boop, there we go.
See, we're running into that problem a lot.
Yes.
Again, of not remembering, but we've gotten pretty. I think we've gotten pretty good about if we can't remember if we have it, we're not buying it.
Yeah.
Although, this last weekend we went to the Goodwill outlet in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Hadn't been probably since November.
Yeah, we haven't been. We hadn't been.
We love it.
Yeah.
Love going there, but like, you bought a book, and then we stopped. Was that there? I don't know. I just know that we ended up with two Land Before Time books, and I was so mad.
Oh no!
At you.
It was there
on the
it
same
was,
day.
Yeah, on the same day. It was in.
I was so mad at
it
you.
It wasn't at the Goodwill outlet. It was at Goodwill, and we went through all the books at Goodwill, and we picked out all the kids' books that were licensed, and we were like, "Oh, cool!" And then we went to Salvation Army and did the same thing. And well, I ended up with two of the
and
same.
And I asked you at the Salvation
yeah.
Army. I specifically said, "Didn't you just buy this book?"
I was like, "No, I don't think so."
I was so mad at you. So it still happens occasionally, but...
We went to a book sale at the third Sunday. It was not at the third Sunday, but it was nearby in Bloomington.
Yeah, it was $5 a bag.
Yes, and it
and
was the last day.
My little sister was with us, So she paid for the bag, but then, and she picked, so all three of us found some books and loaded the bag up. We found some good, it was the last day of the sale, and they actually still had quite a few good stuff.
Yeah. But there was a Muppet Babies book, like a Muppet Babies.
It was a Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Well, it was like a fairy tale book. It was all different, like Peter Pan and Wizard of Oz.
The cover of it was the Wizard of Oz.
And it was all live pictures that they had taken with the puppets that they had posed and dressed. It's a gorgeous book, and I picked it. Well, Carrie picked it up, and I saw it, but I hadn't grabbed it yet. She grabbed it. She's like, "Why didn't you grab this? Why didn't you grab this yet?" She's like, "Did you not see it?" I'm like, "I saw it." She's like, "Why didn't you grab it?
Why is it not in the bag yet?
Why is it not in the bag yet?" So we get it home, and we get home and get it all sorted. And I looked at it. I wandered downstairs, and I looked at the bookshelf, and I came back upstairs. I looked at Carrie, and I was like, "Yeah, we have that Muppet book." She's like, "Nuh-uh." I'm like, "Yeah, we sure do."
Well, we probably paid like 50 cents.
It's down there. And she's like, "Well, crap."
Yeah.
So then she just happily went through it again, even though we already had it. So.
But yeah, I mean, it's frustrating.
It is. I mean, when the collection gets as large as it has to this point, I've even started going through stuff that is in the collection and pulling it out and going, why? Like, and not just stuff that I bought.
Like, what do you mean? Like, why do I have this? Or like,
why do I still have this?
Oh, you've had that revelation?
Yes. Well,
when was this?
And that's not just stuff that I've purchased while being with you. It's stuff that I've had for a decade plus.
This is the first time hearing of this.
12-inch Sideshow Buffy the Vampire Slayer that I bought when it first came out when I was at Suncoast.
You love that show.
I do, but I'm like, she was buried on a shelf behind everybody else. And I'm like, why do I still have her? I'm like, I don't care that much about 12-inch figures.
All right.
I have these two 12-inch. It's from a Japanese show called Gatchaman. It was Battle of the Planets here in the States. They released these two 12-inch figures. I don't know. Both of them are probably as old as that Buffy. And I have the female version of that figure of those toys too. It was from a different company. And I'm looking at them, I'm going, well, they were cool. I'm like, I liked them when I bought them, but I'm like, they do nothing for me.
Like every few years, like maybe 10 years from now, you'll be looking at the stuff that we bought recently and been like, why do I have this?
Some of it, I think I'm to that point now, and Dave likes to call me, Dave, I don't know Dave's exact word for it, but it's basically wishy-washy. He's like, you wanted it so bad, now you don't.
Oh, yeah. I agree with Dave on that. You are that way about a lot of things.
He has called me Bob Goo before. And basically like, you buy something, you just turn around and sell it. You don't really want it. Where, you know, of course, Dave doesn't really sell anything he buys. It goes into the collection and that's that.
Well, we don't normally either, but this was kind of a special circumstance where we did have a lot of extras.
Yes.
A lot of it's just extras of stuff we already have.
Yes.
And Dave also doesn't like buy stuff at auctions like we do, like big boxes of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we end up with, we don't purposely go to auctions to buy stuff to resell it.
No.
We get a big box of stuff for $10. We pick out what we want, and then we try to sell the rest of it. Crossing our fingers.
Yes.
I don't know if the garage sale will. I don't know. It's in 2 weeks. We're gonna try to get it ready a week before and at least advertise it. Because if there's anybody that's interested in Disney stuff, this is gonna be like the best yard sale ever.
This stuff's gonna be cheap. It's all gonna be like a buck a piece.
Yeah. There's gonna be like four tables full of Disney stuff. Like, I just don't know what to do with it if nobody wants it. Like, I don't want to like give it to Goodwill, but
take
we can't
it to the flea market.
It.
You take it to the flea market.
Well, but even then, I don't know.
I know.
Might be something this summer where we'll try our flea market, which is okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe have to look into setting up somewhere else.
Like take the stuff to Belleville and try it in Belleville.
Or call your auctioneer friend. And maybe you just need to have an auction.
Yeah. Be like, here, we have all this. Yeah, we have all this Disney stuff. Take
something.
It.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It's one of those situations now. Like Carrie said, it's like now we have to get rid of some of this stuff because it's just grown.
And we kind of do need the cash too. The cash would be nice. But
the cash would be nice.
It's mostly just to try to. I just hate to just drop it off and donate it somewhere. I'd like for somebody to. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel the same way. We've been, like I said, we've been to the third Sunday. We went to Goodwill a number of times. This weekend, Salvation Army on Monday was like half off the entire store. And that was an interesting trip. We don't usually find a whole lot at Salvation Army or our Goodwills. It's very hit or miss.
Right.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. This time around, I'll preface it by the fact that we found pretty much nothing but books.
Yeah.
Like kids' books, which we've said time and time again, we're not going to buy anymore. And we continue to dig them out and buy them because we continue to find new ones.
Well, here's why. Because it's fun digging.
It is.
The kids' books, you have to dig through to find them.
Yes.
Whereas most of the other stuff is just like on the shelf where you can see it.
You have to go through every kid's book to see what's in there.
We literally sit down on the floor.
Yes.
And pick a shelf and we each go through it. So now, that being said, just because we find them doesn't mean we have to bring them home.
And we haven't. This last time, we found a bunch and we went through and picked out the best ones and left the rest.
Yeah, I did. I was like, that's too many. Let's like try to slim this down a little.
So we go to Salvation Army Monday morning and we get there and it's not really that crowded. There's a few people there, but it's not really crazy. But there's this... I'm not sure where they were from. It was...
I don't know. They were speaking a different language.
I don't know if they were from Sudan or where they were from. I didn't recognize the dialect. Because usually if they're from somewhere, you can usually, like if they're Asian or something along that lines, you can kind of peg it. But I don't know where they were from. But the language they were talking was not.
No, I didn't recognize
it. I was like, I don't know where they're from.
They bought the whole store.
They had probably 10 carts. Filled to the brim.
He's not even kidding. And
they bought
all of the flat. That's why we didn't find anything because they bought all the toys.
They went down the toys and pulled every licensed toy and everything that looked old off the shelf.
Yeah,
literally.
It was nuts.
I didn't see any board games in any of their stuff.
So, no, because we're standing in line. Luckily, at the different register to them because, I mean, they'd already been checking out for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they still had like carts and carts left.
They were checking out when we came in.
So we were like, while we were waiting for our turn, kind of peeking over there. And I'm like, oh, darn, look, there's a Goofy.
Yeah.
There were a couple things. We were like, crap. But, I've never seen anybody. Now, I mean, 50% off the whole store, that's a great sale. So I don't
And these
blame
people
them.
Were probably resellers. Salvation Army was going into their storeroom, grabbing empty totes and bringing them out and giving them totes. Because they bought so much stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was nuts. They bought every piece of tableware that store had.
Yeah, like probably 500 dishes.
Yeah,
like,
it
no
was
joke.
Nuts. So I would not be surprised if we don't go to the flea market this weekend here.
Yeah.
And see them set up and be like, well, that's where all the stuff went. It's here.
Well,
I mean, kudos to them. They have the time and the money and the effort and the energy to do it.
We were just upset that they got there before us and picked out all the toys.
So as we're checking out, Carrie's like, we need to hurry up and check out. They need to hurry because we need to beat them to the other store.
Yeah, there's two Salvation Armies in town. So I'm like, hopefully they haven't been to the other one yet.
Yeah, we're like, we need to go there
we
now.
We need to get over there before they do.
It was pretty nuts, though. It was crazy. And they were getting, like the stuff they were pulling out of their cart, and they were, again, speaking in a foreign language, no idea where they were from. So you couldn't understand what they were saying to one another, but they're like holding up spatulas and stuff. And Carrie and I are looking at each other like, what? Really? Like, why? Why? Like, that makes no sense. Like, why are you buying spatulas? You really think somebody's going to come to the flea market and buy spatulas? Really?
Well, maybe they needed it. They're for their own personal kitchen. I don't know.
And of course, they I don't know what car they were in.
Oh, but, yeah, we were walking out, and I looked at you, and I was
because they
like,
had a baby. They had a baby in a car seat with them.
Yeah. I was like, wonder what vehicle they drove here. Like, where are they going to put these 10 carts full of stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I almost wanted to stick around just to see.
Just to see, like, where are they loading it?
Yeah, did they bring a U-Haul? Like, seriously, that's how much stuff they had.
It was nuts. I've never seen anything like that in the Salvation Army. And I regularly stop at the Salvation Army sometimes on my way home because it's on my way home.
Yeah. Well,
so it's easy for me just to pull in there, go in, look, and then leave and come home.
They have that sale, I think, twice a year. And we try to always go when they do the 50%
off.
Yes. So we've been a number of times when they've had it.
Yeah.
Never seen people go nuts like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I usually, again, it's always hit or miss. And I found a number of good things at our Salvation Army this year alone just by stopping, some board games that are super expensive that are just sitting there. And it's like, all right, well, I'll buy that, and I always come home with it and sheepishly grin at Carrie and she's like, stop buying stuff.
Well, I'm like, stop stopping at places.
Yes. I'm like, but it's on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, do you not want to come home? And I'm like, not really, no.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you not coming right home after work? What's the matter? You don't want to come home to our animal hospital?
No. Back to the animals for a second. Because not only is Dash sick and on a litany of pills twice a day, a buddy, our one cat that we adopted, our stray cat, he has to get medicine every other week via a fluid syringe that we squeeze into his mouth. And then at Christmas time, another cat showed up this last year, and we nicknamed him Midnight because he's pure black. And we could tell he was sick. You could tell because he was eating, drinking. I was like, oh, something is wrong with him. And Carrie was like, all I want for Christmas is to take this cat in and to figure out what's wrong with him. Like, all right. So we took Midnight into the vet and took him and got him and found out, surprise, surprise, he has diabetes.
Well, not surprised, because we kind of figured, Chase, our other
did
dog,
the same thing.
Had diabetes, and Midnight was showing a lot of the same symptoms.
Yes.
So I knew either diabetes or kidney disease, one of the two. I'm like, something's not right with him.
Yeah.
So he gets insulin twice a day.
Yeah. So,
He recently, because he still likes to go outside occasionally, he's been pretty good about staying on the porch.
Yes.
But every now and then he likes to roam the neighborhood.
He jacked his paw up.
Yep. He showed up the other night. Well, last month he had a dislocated toe.
Yes.
Which I didn't even know cats could get.
Which apparently is extremely painful.
Yeah, he was in the worst pain, could not walk, stayed in the house for like almost a whole month.
Slept in the window nonstop.
He got better.
Yes.
And then probably about 4 or 5 days later, he was limping again, and I just thought it was the toe again.
Yep.
And then we got to looking a few nights later, and I'm like, his foot's swollen, which it did not do when it was just the toe.
No.
He had a big cut on the back of his leg.
Yep, and it was infected.
So he had to go back. Now he gets medicine squirted in his mouth, too,
so
twice
yeah, no,
a day.
No, I don't want to come home after work.
And
I don't.
And I just want to take this moment. Like, no, I'm going to be completely...
Okay.
Don't laugh. I'm going to be sincere.
I'm sorry.
Jerk.
Yes.
Never mind.
Sorry.
Take it back.
Go ahead.
I'm going to try not to cry.
Oh, baby.
I know. Don't get me started. I don't know what I would do without you. Like, seriously, I joke about you and the toys and how frustrating you are and all of that, but I don't even care about any of that.
Oh,
like,
baby.
It's fun to tease you and things.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't really mean any of it. I don't know how, if you were not here, because I'm going to tell her, Jason does all the animal stuff.
Yes.
He gives the dogs his medicine because Dash is a little shit, okay? We've tried lunch meat. We've tried peanut butter. We've tried cheese. We've tried
nothing
gross
works.
Meat called Braunschweiger, which smells like diarrhea.
Yeah, nothing works.
Everything worked for like 2 days. And then he would catch on, and then you'd be like, no,
yeah.
I'm not going to take that. So
yeah.
Jason literally has to force the medicine down the dog's throat.
I have to thumb the pills down the back of his throat every day.
I cannot do that. Like, I guess I would if I had to, but I am a weirdo about choking. I think we've talked about this on the podcast
before. Yeah, we have.
Choking is like, scares the crap out of me.
Yes.
I cannot swallow pills. And we've joked about how one of these days it's going to be me you're shoving pills down the throat because I cannot.
You can't do it.
I can't swallow pills at all.
Yeah.
And there's no way I'm going to be able to shove pills down my dog's throat because I'm going to be scared to death that he's going to choke.
Yeah.
I have given Midnight his shot before.
Yes.
I've gotten better at it because I used to have to give Chase his shots every now and then, but it's weird. It's different between the cat and the dog. The dog, you have to do it like at the nape of their neck.
Right.
Cats don't have that weird skin there. So
no, you just literally have to pick him up by the neck and go. Eh.
Well, the first time I went to give him his shot because you weren't home for some reason or something, I must not have the needle all the way in his skin far enough.
Oh, yeah, and you just got to squirt it on his fur.
I squirted insulin all over his back, and I'm like, well, I can't give him another shot because I don't know how much got in him, so...
Oh, my God.
I think that day I cried because I was like, I'm completely useless. Like, I'm...
Oh, poor thing.
Jason, we do it at 6:30 in the morning. He takes care of everybody in the morning, and then 6:30 in the evening, he takes care of everybody, and I know it's stressful for you, and this probably isn't what you were expecting when you married me, but I appreciate it and love you so much for it.
Thank you, baby.
You're amazing, for
real. Thank you. And I got you a wonderful Mother's Day present.
He did, actually. Ah. He got me a picture frame, and he printed off some pictures of all the animals.
Yes.
Five of them now.
Including Chase.
Four cats and both dogs.
Yep.
But you didn't get the stray cats.
I did not. No, they got left
There's
out.
There's three other cats
yes.
that we feed.
No, they got left out.
Yeah.
Nor did I get the raccoons or the possums.
Okay, so I have a problem, okay? We've established that I have an animal problem. I can't help it. I love them so much.
Yes, she does.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. I don't know what Carrie. I would have done. I just don't know what I would do without you.
Thank you. It's going on 10 years, people.
Well, and that's why we're trying to get healthy, so you stick around, because I don't want to deal with these
freaks
on my own.
The sad part is Carrie and I, of course, throughout all this, we've...
Oh my God!
Let
we've
ourselves
gained so much
go.
Weight. It's
to the point where I have been on blood pressure medicine because my weight, and I'm not immense. I'm 220. I should be about 190. So I am overweight. But we've been trying to lose weight, and we've been working out and eating right, except for last week because I hurt myself, and I couldn't work out, and then Carrie and I fell off the wagon hard.
Oh my God, it was
and
so
ate
bad.
All the food.
We ate so much
and
junk, and
the
I
weight
don't know
that
why.
I'd lost, I gained back.
Well, we started back yesterday.
We did.
So, anyone listening,
oh my
please
God.
Hold us accountable.
Yes.
Like, send us messages on Facebook or whatever you have to do to be like, hey, did you
rough.
Exercise today?
It's rough. We did. We didn't. There's a workout series that we do. We didn't do one tonight. I think we took a long walk. We took a two mile walk, and then you rode the bike for a while I took care of all medicines and everything. But we've been trying. It's our goal this year to get down to acceptable weight limits.
Yes.
And
well, we have to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of everyone else.
Yes.
Because again, I need you around.
And I'm not getting any younger. I turned 40 this year. So August 7th, I turned 40.
It's crazy.
I know.
Well, I just, again, I'm going to try not to cry, but that's only 8 years away from how old my mom was when she died.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
To think about 8 years from now,
yeah,
you being the same age that she was when she, just crazy to me.
It's weird. It is definitely very, very strange. And especially with this September, you know, we were married September 1st in 2007. You know, this will be 10 years this year. And you know, our sick animals have kind of put a damper on plans that we had for our 10-year anniversary. But I'm happy to be celebrating 10 years with you and to be sitting, you know, living the life that we're living. Yes, sometimes it's not the most elegant or glamorous thing ever.
No.
Sometimes it's an utter pain in the butt, but I would not trade it for the world.
Aw.
I love every second of it.
I don't. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we had grand plans to maybe go on a Disney cruise in September.
Yep.
And that's fine. You know what? I'm just glad that everyone is doing okay.
Yes.
And that's fine that we're not going to get to go. That just means that maybe some, you know.
Yes. I mean, we've talked about the sad day when Dash is no longer with us. That when that day comes, heaven help us, that we, you know, after he has left us, we will be taking an extended vacation.
Yeah, and because we haven't been on one in 4 years.
Yes, it's
every year we save up.
Yeah,
and some years, like this year, we had to use some of that money to pay for, you know, animal stuff. But we have like 4 years worth of vacation money saved up that we've never been able to use. So we could probably like go on a trip around the world if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could. It'd be nice. So that's our plan, but. There you go, gang.
That got real sappy at the end.
Well, it did, but you know what? That's what happens when we have been on the air for a while and people don't get to hear from us. Damon Duvall's Toys and Collectibles will be back hopefully next week with our guest, Pixel Dan. We are trying to kind of work around Danny's schedule and try to get that figured out. So when I can work that out, we will get one recorded and make sure it's ready, because there are plenty of fan questions for the show. So we apologize for that. Dave will be back next week. Carrie and I will be back real soon with an all-new episode of Married to the Collection. Check out our sponsors, Ben's Toy Bin. You can check them out on YouTube, youtube.com/Ben's Toy Bin. Check them out. They're doing some fun stuff. Lots of great stuff over there with their young son, and lots of crazy pony stuff and all kinds of fun stuff. So make sure you check them out. And gang, until next time, keep digging, because you never quite know what you're going to find. So until then, take care.
The thoughts, opinions, and nerd rants are solely those of your hosts and do not represent those of our sponsors.